When you're running the race of life and you're becoming what God wants you to be, he says you need to keep walking on the straight paths. Don't be tempted to by crooked ways. When things aren't working out, don't be tempted by crooked ways. Don't be tempted by shortcuts. Shortcuts are going to get you into deep weeds. Stay on the straight and narrow path and head for the goal. And he says, then your lame foot will not be disabled, but instead it'll be healed. What's he talking about there? In the race of life, we all run with a limp.
Today on Daily Hope with Rick Warren, we continue with our series called What on Earth Am I Here For? This is the third and final part of a message called You Are Called to Become. It's taken from various portions of Scripture. But right before today's message, as you may know, Pastor Rick is always teaching that the Bible says you are not an accident and that you are alive because God wanted to create you and he has a purpose for your life. Rick says that you will only be fulfilled when you discover and live out God's purposes for your life. Now, because of this, he wants us to send you his newly expanded version of the book, The Purpose-Driven Life, What on Earth Am I Here For? This recently revised and upgraded book is packed with 30 additional hours of teaching, including quick links for video chapter introductions, audio lessons, and two brand new chapters. This book will help you discover God's plan for your life. Now, we'll send you a hardback copy of this life-changing book as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope Ministries. Call 800-600-5004 or visit rickwarren.org today for your copy of The Purpose Driven Life, What on Earth Am I Here For? That's 800-600-5004 or rickwarren.org. Or you can just text the word daily to 313131. That's daily to 313131. Now here's Pastor Rick with today's message.
God smiles at you at every stage of your development. He's not waiting for you to get to a certain level of maturity before he says, you're okay. You're already okay in his eyes because Christ died for you. Nobody shames a baby for not being mature. And you need to not be ashamed at whatever stage of spiritual growth you are in right now. A lot of times we secretly think, man, I should be further along than this. Given my age, I should be a lot more mature. I shouldn't have these problems anymore. I mean, I'm this number of years old. Why am I still having this hang up? Why am I still having this problem? Why am I still having this difficulty? And we start shaming ourselves because we think God is ashamed of us. God is not ashamed of you. There's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Now, why is this important that you realize that God is cheering you at every stage of your life? Because the major reason you don't become the man you're supposed to be is shame. It's shame. And what happens is, instead of admitting that we don't have it all together, we spend all of our time and energy trying to pretend that we have it all together. Faking it, wearing a mask, pretending, acting like I got it all together, when inside you know I don't have it all together by a long shot. Now, I hate to shock you, but everybody in the world knows you don't have it together. In fact, you're the only one who doesn't know it. God knows you don't have it all together. As your pastor, I know you don't have it all together. All your friends know you don't have it together. They just want you to admit it. You don't have it all together. When you start becoming vulnerable and you start admitting, you know what, my life is really screwed up. My life is really a mess. There's a lot of areas here that just aren't right. Then you could stop spending all that energy on faking it and pretending and convert that energy into becoming. You can either become what God wants you to be or you can pretend you've already got it together. But you can't have enough energy to do both. This is why I love Celebrate Recovery so much. It's my favorite ministry in our church because the first step of the 12 steps in Celebrate Recovery is I get out of denial. I quit faking it. I quit pretending like I've got it all together. I quit trying to pretend that I don't have problems. Instead, I just admit my life is unmanageable and I need a manager, and that manager needs to be God. God is God and I'm not. Once you come to that, there's a great relief because you quit trying to fake it anymore. You realize God loves me even though my life's pretty screwed up right now. He's still cheering me on. And now I can actually start working on it. And by the way, Celebrate Recovery is not just for people who have an addiction. to say alcohol or a drug or something. Celebrate. Everybody needs recovery. Why? Because everybody's broken. You're emotionally broken. Your emotions don't work perfectly. You're relationally broken. Your relationships sure don't work perfectly. Your mind is broken. You don't think right all of the time. Everything in your life, your body is broken. So we all need recovery. And if you think I don't need recovery, then you're the one who really needs recovery. Because everybody needs to grow. And you can't grow until you admit, I don't have it all together. Here's another passage. Philippians chapter 3 in the Bible. It's another one of these classic passages on the race of life. Paul, this is the guy who wrote most of the New Testament part of the Bible. Paul says this, St. Paul. I don't mean to say that I have already achieved these things or that I've already reached perfection. Now, wait a minute. This is the guy who wrote the Bible and he's going, hey, I don't have it together. I'm not saying I've already achieved all this. I'm not saying I've already done all this. I'm not saying I'm perfect. He's not. He's saying, thank God I'm not what I used to be. And I am what I am. Thank God I'm not what I'm going to be one day. He says, I don't have it already achieved these things. I haven't already gotten to perfection. But, he says, I keep working toward that day when I will finally be all that Christ saved me for and wants me to be. One day, I'm going to be what God wants me, the man God wants me. One day I'll be that. He says, I'm still not there. I'm still not all I should be. But I am focusing on all my energies on this one thing. I forget the past. You know all those dumb decisions that really messed me up? It's gone. My past is past. I'm going to forget the past. Forgetting the past, looking forward to what lies ahead, I strain to reach the end of the race and receive the prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling, there's that word, the third calling to become, is calling us up to heaven.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to rickwarren.org and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. Again, that's rickwarren.org or just text the word daily to 313131. Again, that's the word daily to 313131. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
Why am I alive? Does my life really matter? Why am I here? We've all asked these critical questions, and now Pastor Rick Warren answers them in the upgraded edition of his New York Times best-selling book, The Purpose-Driven Life, What on Earth Am I Here For? This book includes two new chapters on how to overcome the biggest barriers to living your life on purpose, as well as links to video chapter introductions and audio lessons. Rick wants you to live a life of purpose and meaning. That's why he wants to send you a copy of this life-changing hardback book. It's our gift to say thanks for your financial support. Stop guessing why you're here. Learn to live life on purpose with The Purpose-Driven Life. What on Earth Am I Here For? Call today, 800-600-5004, or visit rickwarren.org to get your copy. That's 800-600-5004, or rickwarren.org. If you've got a smartphone or tablet, you can just text the word DAILY to 313131. Thanks in advance for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
Now, God is cheering you at every stage of the race. Those of you who are parents, have you ever watched your child run a race at school? Yes. At what point did you start cheering them? When they crossed the finish line? No. You start cheering your kids the moment they started the race. When the whistle was blown or the gun was shot and they get out of the starting box, you're going, let's go, let's go, let's go. You can do it, you can do it. You're cheering them at every stage of the race. God is doing that with you right now. Let's go. I know you can do it. I know. Keep going. Keep going. You're doing good. You're doing great. Keep running. Keep running. And God is cheering you at every... He's not waiting for you to get to the finish line. And what happens if you have a child who stumbles in the race and falls flat on their face and embarrasses themselves? What do? You cheer more. Come on, I know you can do it. Get up. I believe in you. You cheer more when they stumble. This is life-changing for some of you right now. You've never realized that God is cheering for you the moment you stumble. He's going, I know you can do it. You're better than this. I believe in you. I created you. I sent my son to die for you. I want you in my family. Come on, you can do it. I know you stumble. God isn't saying, oh, you worthless piece of baloney. I regret the day that I created you. Once I, no, that's not God. That's your dad. Don't project an unpleasable parent onto God. You may have grown up with a mother or father that no matter what you did, it wasn't good enough. And it was, come on, you could do better than that. Are you kidding me? And they shamed you your entire life. That's not God. God is cheering you every moment. And when you stumble, he cheers more. Come on, I know you can do it. I know you can do it. I made you. I created you. I died for you. I love you. I've put my spirit in your life. And he cheers even louder. You need to never forget that truth. Number 7. If you're going to make it to the finish line and be the woman God wants you to be the man God wants you to be, I must take every step with purpose. Take every step with purpose. Now, I'll tell you, I didn't do this for a lot of years in my life. But I don't want to waste any step anymore. I don't want to waste any energy anymore. I don't want to waste any word anymore. I don't want to waste any breath, any step, because I don't know how many steps I have left. And you don't either. You don't know if you're going to live a week, a month, a year, or what. You don't know. So whatever steps you're going to take, you better do them on purpose. And you need to be more disciplined. And you need to be more self-controlled. And you need to take every step and every moment in your life with purpose. Now, if you're going to become the person God wants you to be, that's the third calling in life, I'll be honest with you, there are some things you're going to have to deny yourself. You're not going to get to do everything that everybody else does. Because if you want to be God's woman, God's man, you want to be what you're created to be, you just can't go out and do everything what everybody else does. As I said, you can't follow their plan and your plan and God's plan all at the same time. Anybody who trains for the Olympics gives up an enormous amount of things to be a winner. They eat a certain way, they go to bed at a certain time, they don't do certain things, and you're going to have to deny yourself. You just can't tack on God's purpose to what you want to do with your life. It's plan A or plan B. And so you have to say, I'm going to have to be disciplined. I'm going to have to take every step on purpose. Like St. Paul, you have to be purpose-driven. Look at this next verse, 1 Corinthians 9. All athletes practice strict self-control. In other words, to be a win, you get in the Super Bowl, you got to discipline yourself. They do it. They do all this self-discipline. Self-control. They do it to win a prize that'll fade away. But we do it for an eternal prize in heaven. So, I run straight to the goal with purpose in every step. I'm not like a boxer who misses his punches. Paul says, I'm way beyond the years of shadow boxing. If I'm going to take a punch, I'm going to make sure it lands. I'm not just out there beating the air. I'm not just shadow boxing. I'm not wasting my time. I'm not wasting my life. If I'm going to land a punch, I'm going to make sure it has contact. And if I'm going to take a step, I'm going to make sure it has a step of purpose in my life. That's how you get to the finish line. Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, gives us more advice. Back to chapter 12. Hebrews 12, verse 13, 12 and 13 says this. Because God knows you're going to get tired in the marathon of life. He says, lift up your tired hands then, and strengthen your trembling knees. In other words, when you feel like, I can't go on, I'm out of energy, I'm out of gas, he says, you just ask God for more strength. Keep walking. When you're going through hell, what do? You keep going. You don't want to stay in hell. When you're going through hell, you keep walking. When you're walking through hell, you keep walking. And he says, keep walking on straight paths. Circle straight paths. We'll come back to that. So that your lame foot, circle that, lame foot, we'll come back to that, may not be disabled, but instead be healed. Now he says, when you're running the race of life, and you're becoming what God wants you to be, he says, you need to keep walking on the straight path. Don't be tempted to by crooked ways. When things aren't working out, don't be tempted by crooked ways. Don't be tempted by shortcuts. Shortcuts are going to get you into deep weeds. Stay on the straight and narrow path and head for the goal. And he says, then your lame foot will not be disabled, but instead it'll be healed. What's he talking about there? In the race of life, we all run with a limp. Every one of us have limps. I just said it earlier. You have some emotional limps. Your emotions don't always work right. You have some relational limps. You have some weaknesses in your relationships. You have some physical limps. Your body doesn't always work right. You have some spiritual limps. You're not as strong spiritually as you could be. You have some financial limps. You don't have the money that you could have. You have all kinds of limps. Everybody walks through life with a limp. Now, if I have a natural limp, I better stay on the straight path. Because if I get on a crooked path with a natural limp, I'm more likely to stumble. And if I get on a rocky path with a natural limp, I'm more likely to fall. If I get on a crooked path and a mountain path, then I'm going to stumble because I have a natural limp, a bent to fall. The only way I'm going to stumble less is if I stay on God's straight path. Then I'm not going to stumble as much. We all run life with a limp. Now there's one last step, and this is my favorite one of all. It touches me deeply. The eighth thing that the Bible teaches us about the race of life is this. I need to realize that what I don't finish, God will. What I don't finish, what I don't get finished in my life, God will. I was created to become like Christ. But if I don't get there, and there's still some remaining parts left, God is going to complete the character development in my life one day. And he's going to finish it and bring me to perfection, bring me to completion into heaven. Philippians chapter 1 says this. This is a great promise. I am sure that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work. It's his work. He will continue his work in you until it is finally finished. Circle that. Finally finished. On that day when Christ Jesus comes back again. Friends, what a day that is going to be. What a day. When you either go into heaven or he comes here, either one, what a day that's going to be. Because on that day, when you see Jesus Christ, you don't see him right now face to face. He's invisible to you. But when you see him face to face, every mirror neuron in your body, in your brain, is going to start going on overload. Mirror neuron. And you're going to be transformed to become like him. All your weaknesses, gone. All your limps, gone. All your fears and faults, gone. All your failures and frailties, gone. All of your insecurities, gone. All of your blemishes and flaws, gone. And you will be transformed into perfection one day. And those mirror neurons are going to be on overload. And you will reflect the glory of the Lord. That is such good news. I'm not who I ought to be. You're not who you ought to be. We're not a fraction of what we could be. But God says, that's okay. I'm taking my time. I'm cheering you at every stage. You just take every step with purpose, because one day I'm going to finish what you didn't finish. And you're going to be changed, boom, instantly into my likeness if you have put yourself in my hands. What a day that will be when all the limps in our lives are gone. The last verse on your outline, it's actually 1 John 3:2, and it says this. It's an amazing promise. Dear friends, we are already God's children, and we can't even imagine what we will be like when Christ returns. But we do know that when he comes, we will be like him, for we shall see him as he really is. And what I don't finish in my lifetime, God is going to finish. I am so, so glad for that. In this race of life, you may have struggled in the race of life. Welcome to the human race. We've all been there. We've all struggled. In this race, you may have stumbled. We've all been there. In this race, you may have been sidelined. We've all been there. But your race is not over. It's not. Your heart's still beating, so your race isn't over. And it's never too late to get back up and get in the race again.
This is Daily Hope with Rick Warren. Rick will be back in just a moment with an encouraging closing thought. Now, if you've missed any part of this message, you can listen online anytime at rickwarren.org. Oh, and while you're at the website, please be sure to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional. Listen to Rick's messages, click on his social media links, and check out all the other helpful study resources available to you. Again, it's rickwarren.org. And please be sure to tell your friends and loved ones about all these great resources. And thanks so much for supporting Daily Hope. Now here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
One of the things that I've discovered is that everybody eventually asks the questions of significance. Why am I here? And what is my purpose? What on earth am I here for? That's why 10 years ago, I wrote the book, Purpose Driven Life. Because I wanted to help people like you understand how God created us for 5 eternal purposes. The Bible says that long before we heard of Christ, he had his eye on us, had his designs on us for glorious living, that it was part of his overall purpose that he's working out in everything and everyone. God has never made a person that he doesn't have a purpose for. You know, that simple message needs to be shared with a whole new generation. A young girl who was 12 years old when I wrote Purpose Driven Life is now 22. And she needs to hear this essential message that God has a plan, has a purpose, and has a reason for everything that happens in our lives. So I've updated the Purpose Driven Life. And what I did is, after reading hundreds of thousands of comments that have come into me over the past decade, I've added 2 new chapters that'll help you handle the 2 most common problems and barriers to living a life of purpose. Now I want you to have this newly revised, expanded copy of Purpose Driven Life. I think you'll find it's a fresh reminder of things that you may have forgotten when you first read it. Or you might want to give the book to somebody who has never read it and is struggling to find their purpose. So this month, I'm offering to you a hardback copy of the updated, expanded edition of Purpose Driven Life, What on Earth Am I Here For? It's my gift to you for your financial support of this ministry. It doesn't matter how much or how little you're able to give, every amount matters to God. And God sees your heart, and he'll multiply whatever you're able to give. Thank you for your help in spreading the good news throughout the world. And join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous support.